Oh, you're right on time. Yeah, come on in. Everyone's just settling in. Ladies! Ladies. Alright, first of all, I want to thank you all for coming tonight. As a quick reminder, any photography of tonight is strictly prohibited, so please turn off your phones. Thank you. Let's be real with each other for a moment. Woman to woman. You didn't come all this way to the seminar for free food. Nor did you simply want an excuse to get out of the house for a little while. No, the fact is, you're all here for the same reason. You don't know how to satisfy a man. Sure, you think all it takes these days to be good in bed is to let him take the lead, to let him control you, to fit into whatever weird positions he's learned from porn. But everything about that is wrong. Today's guy wants a woman with versatility. A woman he can trust with control. A woman who confidently knows how to make him feel good without any pressure to perform. Show of hands. How many of you have heard the term F-dom before? Such a shame. Look at your partner's search history. I guarantee you it'll pop up a few times there. Men are experimenting with being submissive, with letting the woman take control, tease him, in some cases even use him, things that subvert what it means to be masculine. He can be manly and still have a woman ride him like a workhorse. He is allowed to try anything he wants with a woman, as long as both parties are consenting adults and aren't hurting anyone. Sure. Sweetheart, come out here. This is my boyfriend. In front of his family, his co-workers, even strangers, he comes off as capable, strong-willed, and assertive. But behind closed doors, he's a sweet little submissive who wants someone to control him. Be a good boy and take a seat for me. You see, ladies, this man works so hard to please others. His boss, his family. But he never gets an ounce of praise for his efforts. Look how he lights up when I caress his cheek and call him a good boy. Because he is. He's a very good boy. A good boy who's had a hard week. Giggle all you want, but some men really crave this. Those of you that disagree with my approach are free to leave. But those of you that stay are going to learn how to properly take care of your partner. Sweetheart, how would you like me to take care of you tonight? What do you need? Oh, you want that? Well, if you don't mind doing it in front of all these people, I'm sure I can oblige. We've been talking lately about trying bondage. Nothing crazy, just binding his wrists together. I can tell by the vein on his forehead. He could use some relief, and frankly, so could I. Tell me if this is too tight. Does it feel good? Feels nice and snug around your hands, right? You see, it's not that difficult to bind a man to a chair, especially one so willing and eager. Since he's in no position to move, let's get him ready for the next step. If you look in your programs, you'll note that tonight there will be full and explicit nudity as part of this demonstration. Once again, if you're uncomfortable with that, you're free to leave. Would you look at that? You're already so hard and ready to go, huh? Ladies, do you see how he's standing at attention? How he just sprung free so easily? That's what you want from your guy. The first step to pleasing a man is figuring out what gets him off. Now, this one knows that underneath this dress of mine, I have on a lacy set of black lingerie, the same one that I wore on our first date. Great question. He knows because I whispered into his ear while everyone was getting situated. And as I handed out tonight's programs, I might have deliberately bent over in front of him, making sure he got a nice eyeful. Never forget, you have the ability to control his libido, to make him throb and tremble, just begging to be touched. What's that, sweetheart? You're feeling self-conscious? I guess it is a little weird to have all these strange women staring at your cock like that. Let's do what we were talking about earlier. Close your eyes for me. There you go. Can you see anything now? Good. Yes, what's your question? Why the blindfold? I could say because he's the shy and nervous type, but honestly, I think he just wants to get off without the shame associated with being on display. He was always one to experiment. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there would be full nudity tonight. Not just him, but myself as well. It's a shame he can't see me. But I'm slowly unzipping my dress and letting it pool around my ankles. I have to paint him a picture as well. Sweetheart, do you remember my lingerie that I was alluding to earlier? Oh, you're right. I am sitting on your lap. See, ladies, I'm using him the way he wants me to. He can't move. He can't touch me. He can't even see me. But he's rock hard against my stomach right now. How badly do you want this? Come on, honey. Use your words. I know. Well, the least I can do is let you feel my lingerie. Doesn't that feel nice? Your face buried in my tits, my bra gracing your cheeks as I use you like a chair. He's getting frisky, so desperately wanting to touch, but forcing himself to resort to using his face alone to feel me. On our first date, I remember, he yanked off this bra with his teeth. He was so eager. But I think I'll spare him the trouble. I'm taking this off now, okay, honey? All right, bury your face. Oh, that's it. I know this is your favorite pillow. That's the first thing he does once he gets access to my tits. He latches onto my nipples so tightly. Easy, there's a lot more you've got to get through tonight. But since you're so enthusiastic about my tits, let me use them elsewhere on you. Just a sec, let me get down here. I'm kneeling in front of you now, sweetheart. Can you feel my breath on your tip? Easy. Easy. Now you're gonna feel something soft pressed up against your shaft. I need you to tell me what you think it is. Nope. It's a little bigger than that. Getting warmer. Here's a hint. There's two of them gliding up and down your cock, warming it up and rubbing your pre-cum all over you. That's right. You've spent so many hours worshiping these tits, I knew you'd be able to recognize them anywhere. All right, ladies, this is known as a titty fuck. Now, unfortunately, only women with a sizable endowment will be able to do this maneuver effectively. But if you're able to perform this on your man, he'll start to melt for you. Look at him. Look how he's arching and knocking his head back. We've done this 1,000 times together, and he always starts loosening up for me around here. You can level up this technique a bit if you lean down and capture his tip between your lips. Like this. See, he liked that. The combination of wet and soft drives him crazy. What's that, baby? You want more? Well, you heard him. Let me pull back and focus on his cock, just using my mouth. First, I want you to lick all up and down his shaft. Make sure no inch of him is left untouched. Get his balls too while you're down here. Take a little extra time and swirl your tongue around the left one. And then the right one. And give them each a soft little kiss when you're done. Then drag your tongue up slowly until you reach his tip. You like that, baby? I know, he's cute when he stammers. Now I'm gonna take him into my mouth. Take notes, ladies. I know you can't see it, but his eyes likely rolled back in his head just now. Just a hunch. Give in to me, sweetheart. Really, let them see you enjoy it. No, don't come yet. Yes, you can. You can take it. You can take it. That's my good boy. Hold out for me. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Another important lesson, ladies. Don't give him what he wants right away. Even if he begs. You heard him say he was about to come, and just like that, I stopped. This is called denying him, or etching. No, it's not cruel. In some cases, the guy likes it even more. Isn't that right? The panting means yes, by the way. All right, I think he's good to go for the next part. You just want to straddle him and shift your panties to the side like this. If you can't see, feel free to move closer. Now, look down at your man. Trace your fingers down his neck, just like this. And whisper to him, how badly do you want to come? I think he can say that louder. What does everyone think? More desperate? I'm going to ask you again. How badly do you want to come? That's my good fucking boy. Do you feel that? Do you feel my soaking wet pussy grinding up against your tip? Oh, fuck, I love how you glide against me. Oh, feel yourself slide inside. Don't you love how silky I feel? How my walls grip around you so fucking tightly. Yes. Let me take control of you. Ride you. Make you squirm. The key is, ladies, if your man isn't whimpering your name like this, you aren't riding him hard enough. Yes. Yes, give it to me. Give me that hard fucking cock. Yes. Keep going. Oh, I know your hands are tied, but use your hips. Focus on the sound of my voice and how good this feels. Sweetheart, come on, let them hear you moan. Let them hear you moan. Show everyone what a good time you're having. Oh, you wanted this, didn't you? You wanted to have all these women watch you fuck. We have a question? Yes, you. What is it called when someone likes being watched like this? Honey, you can answer this, can't you? Come on. Come on, you know this one. Louder. Louder, they can't hear you. You must be louder. Exhibit. exhibitionism. That's right. For that, you get a prize. Oh, you feel that? You feel me gripping your shoulders? I'm gonna bounce. And you're gonna come. You got that? Just like that, fuck up in him. Just like, yes, yes. Oh, I'm gonna come. I know. I just came. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Right. Take this off you. Hi. Can you see me now? Oh. You did such a good job. Although you always do. Don't worry about the mess. I've taken bigger loads from you before. Here, have some water while I towel you off. The most important part of this whole experience is aftercare. Make sure he's hydrated, make sure you guys have snacks for afterwards, and the most important thing, make sure you both use the bathroom immediately after intercourse. Maybe plan something fun to do afterward. And that's all for tonight's seminar. If you enjoyed it or are interested in attending any more of these, shoot me an email and I'll see if I can fit you in. Spots fill up fast though, so book early. And once again, to my handsome boyfriend, thank you for being such a good sport. I appreciate you all taking the time tonight. Thank you again.
I know, I had no idea. As soon as I get home, I'm gonna try all of these on the hubby. He's gonna love me.
Oh, yeah, let me get you a business card. We hold these every Tuesday and Thursday, so whichever day works best for you, you can come on by, bring a friend.